Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing us back. 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Ruth King is our guest. She's our good friend, CEO of Profitability Channel, and give us the video channel again, Ruth.
It's www.profitabilityrevolution.com.
Profitabilityrevolution.com. That's the website you wanted to go to, isn't it?
That's exactly it. That's the one that's up. It's 24/7, 365 TV on the Internet for small business.
So check it out, folks, and... I encourage you to. You'll like it a lot. Also, she's the author of The Courage to be Profitable, which is a book that you must have in your possession and in your head. Ruth, thanks again for being here. We're talking about employee productivity. In the previous segment, you gave us a great ratio, a great calculation, a great equation to use to come up with the overall productivity of your organization, the global productivity look, right?
Right, exactly. And then we were talking about knowing the industry averages. If you are going for a bank loan, you better know the industry averages.
Well, what I'm saying, Ruth, is if you got no idea, you have no idea, and you do your calculation, and you're at 50%, and you have no idea what that means. I just think it would be handy to say, okay, what are 360 other companies who do what I do? What's their ratio? Yep. You know, and as you know, those ratios shows the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's all I'm getting. But I want to move on and talk about how do we do this individually?
Okay. So then what happens? Let's assume that you have several departments. Let's say that you have a department, and I'll just take the construction, which I know really, really well. Let's say you have a plumbing department and a heating and air department and an electrical department and, I don't know, a pool and spa department. I mean, whatever. You know, mm-hmm. You have several departments.
Right.
Maybe one department does consulting, one department produces widgets. I don't know. But you can do it by department, and you can say, okay, what is this department's percentage compensation or productivity ratio? What is this department's productivity ratio? What you've got to do in those cases is assign, let's assume you have somebody doing your books, which you should. That person's salary needs to be split amongst the different departments, as might be your receptionist and stuff like that. And I have a spreadsheet. If somebody wants it, I'd be happy just to send it to them so they can do this. And you figure out what the amount of compensation is for each one of the departments, both direct, i.e. that goes towards producing that widget or that particular service of that department, plus a piece of the overhead compensation. And then you take that by that department's sales. So you have a departmental productivity ratio.
How do you come up with the revenue side, though, on that?
The revenue side is each department has a specific revenue. So
what if it's the side that doesn't create revenue?
No, that's your overhead piece. And that overhead, because that overhead has to be supported by all of the revenue-producing pieces, right? So that overhead gets split up amongst the departments. So like the department, you'd have a department P&L, and you'd have, the sales for that department and the direct costs of that department. And then it would have an overhead allocation in that department.
Right.
And part of that overhead allocation is the amount of payroll that you pay for the bookkeeper and the receptionist and maybe a marketing person.
But you may have software contracts, whatever the direct expenses are, or is it just payroll?
It's for the productivity ratio. It's just payroll.
It's just payroll. Okay.
Yeah, but the cool part about it is that once you start tracking this number, and it's very easy to do. All you'll do is you'll take a spreadsheet, and I actually just did this yesterday for a client. And we're going to put the total payroll hours and the number, and this is for their direct billable departments. You can't do it for the overhead piece. I'll talk about that in a second. But you take their total payroll hours, the amount that was billable or the amount that was actually used to produce the products or services that you actually sell, and you divide the two. Mm-hmm. So, for example, let's assume that a guy charges you for 40 hours this week, but you're only able to bill 30 hours this week. The rest of the time, he was in meetings, he was, you know, traveling, he was, you know, hanging out or whatever else it is. And so you take the 30 divided by 40, and his productivity ratio is 75%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that may be good, that may be bad. It just depends upon, as you say,
so
who you are. So
this is a formula that you can use if somebody says, hey, boss, I need another hand over here.
Yeah.
I need to hire somebody.
Right.
You can say, okay, have a seat. Let's go over your productivity ratio.
Right.
And now I see that, oh, hey, you know, I think you might be onto something. It looks like you have improved your productivity ratio, which tells me that you've been doing more with less.
Mm-hmm.
But as you can tell here, if you agree with my calculation, not to the level of needing a whole person.
Right.
What if I get you some part-time help?
Yeah, and then at that point you do that, and then that part-time help then can potentially turn into full-time help as revenues.
Or if they don't come up to the number that you've already agreed to with them is the right productivity number, you can say, okay, it looks to me like maybe your systems are not efficient, or you got somebody who's slacking off. You see what I mean?
That's
what this tells them, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And the administrative side is pretty easy also, because really they don't produce revenue, but they are the people who support the revenue producers. Go look around. Are they on Facebook? Are they
right
on the web? Are you know, all those
things? Well, here's what's the tip off for me. I hear them talking on a phone, but I don't see any of my phones lit up.
Yeah.
You know what that means, right?
Absolutely.
They're on their cell phone.
Yeah, talking to somebody.
I want them to talk to don't know their cell phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Right back with Ruth King. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.